From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Iran is coming clean on several elements of its nuclear program that it had previously kept secret. That's the news today from the International Atomic Energy Agency, which released another in its long series of reports on Iran. One key element in the report is how Iran acquired gas centrifuges for enriching uranium. And Iran is still enriching uranium in defiance of the UN Security Council. NPR's Mike Schuster joins us. He has seen the IAEA report. And Mike, how did Iran get those gas centrifuges?
Well, they got it from the nuclear black market, which was organized by Pakistan's former chief nuclear engineer, A.Q. Khan. That's been long assumed, the way that Iran acquired this very complex nuclear technology, but Iran has never fully accounted for this. Now Iran is beginning to fill in some of the blanks, according to the IAEA report. Iran is told of secret meetings with black market suppliers some 20 years ago and going into the 90s, specifically about one meeting where there was a document handed to Iranian officials with an offer to provide centrifuge components. What's really interesting about this, it seems to me, is that the IAEA report suggests it was the black marketeers who took the initiative, pushing more information, centrifuge parts and plans onto Iran. And Iran comes across as a kind of lukewarm customer initially, and later a dissatisfied customer, unhappy with the shoddy quality of the centrifuge equipment that it eventually got from Pakistan.
And in filling in those blanks that you mentioned, does the report explain how Iran gets from that technology to its current uranium enrichment program?
It does. It says that by 1996, the black marketeers at a meeting in Dubai were offering Iran a set of drawings on a more advanced gas centrifuge, which has become known as the P2. Somewhere along the line, the Iranians said, OK, supply us with that. But they didn't start working on these centrifuges until 2002. And what they found is that they needed parts and additional information from outside companies outside Iran, and they couldn't get it. So they went back to the earlier problematic version of the gas centrifuge, the P1, and that may account for technical problems they continue to have today.
Well, what do we know about the current state of Iran's uranium enrichment operation?
At the moment, there are nearly 3,000 centrifuges operating at a fuel enrichment plant at Natanz. Iran continues to feed a form of uranium, a precursor, into these centrifuges, but the IAEA hasn't yet determined just how much enriched uranium has been produced there. They say they'll have that number later on this year. The IAEA says this facility is actually running below full capacity, and the agency believes the actual level of enrichment is also below what the Iranians are claiming. But in either case, that level is only good for nuclear fuel and reactors or power plants, not for the core of a nuclear bomb.
And Mike, what's the reaction to today's report from the IAEA?
Well, the Iranians are ecstatic. President Ahmadinejad in Iran has already hailed the report as showing Iran is in the right. Top Iranian nuclear officials have said Iran's willingness to be more transparent shows the UN Security Council has no legal basis for further economic sanctions. But the White House and the State Department have declared these are only partial answers and said the U.S. would push ahead with another round of sanctions. The IAEA report also notes that despite Iran's improved cooperation, the IAEA can't be sure, it says, that there aren't secret nuclear activities in Iran, but they need more access, they say.
Okay, Mike, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
That's NPR's Mike Schuster.